This is Plaidcast Junior. I'm Piper Clem, publisher of the Plaid Horse magazine. And on today's episode, we are going to continue our reading of Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure. I hope you'll come join us a few times a week. And if you like what you hear, all 5 Showstride's books are currently available on Amazon.
The Plaid Horse presents Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure, by Piper Clem and Rennie Dyball. Read by the author, Rennie Dyball. Chapter 11. Tally was watering the horses on the school aisle to wrap up her working student shift on Wednesday afternoon when Maggie bounded up to her, catching her by surprise. "Hey," Maggie said, more excited than Tally had ever seen her. "Wow, you scared me," Tally said with a start, the water from the bucket sloshing out onto her shoes. "If I get frostbite, it's going to be all your fault," she added, shaking off her sneaker. "I'm sorry. I'm just so excited. My new horse comes today. My horse. Can you believe it?" "Wow, that was fast. Congrats," said Tally, dragging the hose to the end of the aisle. Maggie followed her, bouncing on the balls of her feet. "We tried 3 at this big sales barn, and the horses were all awesome, but super different from each other. One was really forward and had horse show miles in the jumpers and equitation, so Ryan said we should pass on it since I want to do the hunters. The next was super fancy, but too green. And the third reminds me of Obi a little bit. Kind of a push ride, but super sweet, really comfortable, and he's got this round, lofty jump. That's the one we got." Tally arrived at the hose station and pushed the water spout down to turn off the flow. "I've never tried horses before. That sounds really fun," she said. "It was awesome. We agreed to do a 6-month lease with the option to buy," said Maggie. "What's that?" asked Tally. "I hadn't heard of it either, but it's like you lease the horse for 6 months no matter what, and at the end of it, you can apply the lease fee to the purchase price if you buy the horse. Or, if it doesn't work out, you give the horse back and look for another," said Maggie. Tally felt a little wave of jealousy. "No, you look for another," she thought, "not me." Then she thought of Cam waiting for her in his stall and all the fun they still had ahead of them. She was really lucky to have him and all the others Ryan had given her to ride. She'd figure out a way to buy her own horse someday. "So, what's his name? And when do you get to ride him?" she asked Maggie. "Field Day. Isn't that a fun show name? His barn name is Pete. Ryan is riding him this afternoon, so I'm going to go watch. I'll have my first lesson on him tomorrow." Maggie was practically jogging down the border aisle. "How's it going with Cam?" "Great," Tally said, as the girls arrived at the Field Ridge tack room. "We are showing this weekend, which seems really soon, but I'm excited." "You'll be awesome," said Maggie. "Okay, I'm going to head up to the big indoor so I don't miss any of Ryan's ride. See you up there?"
"See ya,"
said Tally. She gathered up her saddle, pads, and bridle and walked it all over to Cam's stall. "Hi, sweet boy," she greeted him. Cam flicked an ear at her from a large pile of hay in the corner of his stall. Tally took her time getting him groomed and tacked. When he lifted his head to greet her, she noticed how he held still while she rubbed his face. She even put her cheek on his and just stood there for a moment. It was so cool to feel bonded with a horse in such a short time. Up at the ring, Ryan trotted by on a small gray horse. Tally noticed Ryan's spurs were low on his boots. He once told her that he did that to avoid inadvertently using the spur. It was easier to use a spur by mistake when they sat higher on your boots. "Once you get him into gear, it's not so much work to get him to carry you," Ryan was telling Maggie, who watched from the ingate. "I'm using my spurs one at a time through the turns to get him engaged. A horse like this can't just go around and around in circles. If he's bored, he'll be that much harder to get moving. Hey, Tally." Tally gave Ryan a little wave and walked Cam over to the mounting block. Ryan had worked with all his students over the summer to get every horse standing patiently while their riders mounted, to avoid another accident like Max. Once Tally had both of her stirrups, she squeezed Cam forward to walk on the rail. After one lap, she changed direction and worked on some leg yields before asking the horse to do more. The temperature had dropped again, and Tally wanted to make sure Cam was thoroughly warmed up. At the other end of the ring, Ryan was cantering a large circle on Pete. Maggie's new horse was little, but Tally could tell he had a big stride. Ryan came off the circle and popped over a small vertical on the quarter line. The horse looked like fun. Tally was happy for Maggie. "You ready to do some work, buddy?" Tally asked Cam, who appeared to nod in agreement. She squeezed him with both calves, and he stepped up into his trot with a swish of his tail. Tally smiled. Even the way Cam picked up a trot felt fancy. As Tally put her leg on to ask for more trot, Cam tossed his head. She felt him hop up a little behind, too. "That's what he does when he's fresh," Ryan called to her. "Keep putting your leg on and he'll knock it off soon. It's just because it's cold." Tally squeezed and Cam tossed his head. Squeeze, head toss. It was like the horse was drawing circles in the air with his nose. "I know, buddy, you'll feel better when you're warm," she whispered, moving Cam off the rail and onto a serpentine. It didn't take long for Cam to settle in. He stretched out his neck, his body more relaxed, as Tally moved into trotting circles after their serpentine. When it was time to canter, the ring had cleared out. Tally asked Cam to extend his canter down the long sides and collect on the short sides. Brenna's dog, an affectionate terrier mix named Spud, lay down by the ingate, lazily keeping an eye on Tally and Cam as they worked.
Carlton and Tracy Brooks share their decades of knowledge, experience, and winning ways in their first book, With Purpose, The Balmoral Standard. Carlton is a widely respected horseman, a large R judge since 1985, and member of the National Show Hunter Hall of Fame. And Tracy has spent more than 30 years developing horses and riders, guiding them to victory at the biggest shows in the country. With Purpose is divided into three sections, on horsemanship, on training, and on the industry. In each section, you will uncover a wealth of information gleaning from Carlton and Tracy's careers. With CB and Tracy's signature wit and warmth, With Purpose provides a foundational equestrian education from the ground up. You can find With Purpose at thepladhorse.com/books or on Amazon, Audible, and Kindle. Search With Purpose, The Balmoral Standard. To learn more about anything we've discussed on today's show, visit thepladhorse.com. You can find show notes at thepladhorse.com/listen. Follow The Plaid Horse on all the social medias. You can subscribe to the print edition of The Plaid Horse magazine at thepladhorse.com/subscribe. Please rate and review The Plaidcast anywhere you listen to it. And if you enjoy this episode, please share it with your friends. I will see you at the ring.